This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And we are recapping episode 3, Clayton season. It was interesting because we didn't have an episode last week. So I'm interested to see kind of if everybody is as into this episode this week as like the last two. You know, it's that one week can make a huge difference. We have a very short attention span these days, so it's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah.
But before we get into the recap, let's talk about this last week and what we got coming up. We were down here in Denver this last weekend, actually. It was a fun time down in my high spirits. Amazing audience.
Well, first, I don't know if you remember, Friday night, we were at Mitchell Tenpenny before yes. Mile High. I don't remember much of that night. That's for sure.
Well, the problem wasn't Grizzly Rose. The problem was we went to fucking Happy Camper before.
Well, that was my problem.
We started at 5. We can't do that anymore, bro. We're too old for that shit.
Well, when you showed up, it was a little later, and I was already fucking 3 big-ass lemonade vodka sodas in.
Yeah, I showed up at 6, I think. But even 6 is too early.
But by the time you got there, I was fucking gone.
Yeah, so we drank a lot. It was a fun night, though. Mr. Tenpenny's amazing. Such a nice guy.
He crushes it, man.
He's so talented.
He's going to be a star.
Mm-hmm. He already kind of is, you know? He sold out 2 nights, right, at Grizzly? Or no, just the one night, but they put in more.
Well, he sold out the whole weekend, yeah. They added more tickets.
He's a stud, very good at what he does. I mean, he's crazy talented, singer-songwriter, new on the scene. You know, he's pretty new on the scene for the most part, so he's got a lot bright future for that man. But he put on a hell of a show, and the Grizzly Rose showed out as usual. It was packed, man. It was packed. So it was a good night for sure Friday.
I was also overserved there as well, so that's for sure.
Oh, man.
I think that we all were.
Yeah, that place is great, yeah.
Well, good to be back though with like an actual like show that was just packed out.
I haven't been to Grizzly Rose in like 6 months, man. So it was good. Mm-hmm. It was good. And you'd be like, yeah, a concert. Like I've been to the Grizzly Rose, I think, here or there, but to be an actual concert there had been a really long time. So felt good. Felt like home. Felt like going back home. And then Mile High Spirits Saturday, another great crowd. The energy was off the charts. It was a fun night. I couldn't believe the energy from the crowd. It was probably one of my best sets I've played yet, pretty much anywhere, really. So it's a good night. It was a good night. And then this weekend,
super
baby.
Super interactive crowd, too. Yeah, is that how you would say it?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that is something I try and get. Like, I play songs that people love to sing to. I play sing-alongs and stuff like that. And so, but yeah, I agree. I think the crowd was a little more, I don't know, I guess more reactive than most of the crowds I've had. So that's always cool. Sometimes you'll play in the crowd. Like, you know, I remember when last time I played in Chicago, the first few songs, I think the people kind of were like, not even like facing me. They're kind of facing each other. I got them, you know, eventually, but that's like that the thing I always look for. I always look for people looking at me rather than looking at each other, listening to the music, still enjoying the music, but not really, you know, looking at me as a DJ. So that was cool that the crowd was very crazy Saturday. I'm not gonna lie. It was crazy at my high. So it was a fun night.
Yeah, even I was sitting in the back, and this is what's kind of cool to hear, because like they had the silent DJ, and obviously you don't know what's going on the patio.
No. Yeah,
and they had a silent DJ. I felt bad for the DJ outside because they were all tuned in to apparently one of the channels is to the main room, and that was you. And I'm just sitting back there during the set, and I hear like 75 people just screaming the sing-alongs with no music. And I'm like,
that's awesome, actually.
I had no idea it was intertwined.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome, actually. I love that. There's like six songs I play about halfway through my set where like every single one is just more hype and sing-alongs and people go nuts for. So that's pretty cool to hear. I love hearing that. And we're going to take it to Nashville this weekend, baby. Taking the show out to Nashville. So excited. We're playing Whiskey Row, Sunday fun day at Whiskey Row. Dirk Spelling Whiskey Row down in Nashville off Broadway, guys. So we'll be down there. If you're around, come on out because it's going to be wild. It's going to be a wild one.
Hopefully, since the Titans just tricked off the game Saturday.
Titans fucking choked. God.
Which wasn't surprising. I had the Bengals. I know you were riding the Titans.
It was surprise. I mean, that was one that I could see an upset more. Like the Packers surprised me big time losing. I guess if you had to pick a game to be upset, it was that one. But man, Titans at home, fucking one seat. Like, gosh.
I mean, I almost feel like we could also just do a full episode talking about the two games yesterday.
Dude, all four games this weekend were incredible. All four were finished last minute. Yeah, all walk-offs.
They were all walk-offs.
Never happened before. I don't think I saw that somewhere. And had the Bills won, it would be the first time every underdog won too. Every single underdog. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's wild. So amazing. I mean,
and all away teams.
And it would have been all away teams too. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy. Which they should have won that. I
just think like after watching last night's game, that should be the Super Bowl best out of seven. Chiefs and
Bills.
Yeah,
I know, right? Yeah. I saw that meme. Yeah, I saw that tweet the other day. Yeah, I agree. I mean
that's,
we could
Brady,
talk about that. Incredible.
That's Brady Manning for the next 10 years.
Yeah, I hope.
Allen and Mahomes.
I fucking hope, man. That was incredible to watch. So much fun to watch.
And maybe Burrow, throw him in there because he's really damn good.
So. Yeah, I'm not ready to throw him in there, obviously. He's second year in. I think right now Burrow's way overrated.
But Josh Allen and Mahomes are only like third and fourth year.
Mahomes is like sixth year in, I think.
Josh is third.
Josh is fourth.
Is he fourth?
Mm-hmm. Because last year was his third year.
I don't think Mahomes is six.
Pretty sure.
I'll have to fact check that one.
Sorry, this isn't a football. I know this isn't a football. We'll look it up afterwards.
I'm sure. But plenty of listeners there. They were all about this. They love fantasy.
True. Number of seasons.
Also Friday night in Nashville, we're going to go see our buddy Michael Ray hit the Grand Ole
Opry.
Yeah,
baby.
Look, excited to that. See him.
Super excited. Never been to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah, me neither. Surprisingly, yeah. Never.
So excited the Opry. For that.
And we'll get to celebrate his 2 week number ones in a row. And it'll be the first time he's celebrating with his band the 2 weeks. So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing. So yeah.
That'll be a fun Friday night in Nashville.
It'll be super fun Friday night. So we'll be in Nashville all weekend, Friday to Monday, pretty much. Mm-hmm. So come on out to Whiskey Row if you're around Sunday. I mean, listen, Broadway's always fucking nuts. And me and our boy, DJ Silver, will be playing out there. And we got some other cool things coming Saturday. We'll be able to announce soon. So.
Yep. And we'll announce the times. Not 100% sure yet,
yeah.
But it'll either be a Sunday fun day or 6 to 8. So
yeah, we'll let you guys know for sure.
Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, cool. Let's get in this recap, baby.
I almost forgot where we picked off.
It's been so long since that
left off.
Mm-hmm. So long since that second. So it's only the third. Why does it? It feels like the season's already jagged on. It's only third episode, dude. It's only the third episode.
We've only had one row ceremony.
One before tonight, and then tonight we had one final. So we've had two total in 3 episodes. But that's where this picks up. This episode picks up. The rose ceremony, there was obviously a lot of drama. I'm seriously trying to remember last episode. A lot of drama the last episode. between Shanae, Cassidy, all that stuff. And where we pick up basically is
friends with benefits.
I have a lot to say about this. Yeah. So Cassidy, I can't remember who exactly she told and why she, what the fuck she was thinking to tell one of the girls, hey, I have a, you know, a friends with benefits back home. Not the smartest idea on her part, but that girl, I can't remember. Do you know who it was? I can't remember who it was. Sierra, which I don't really blame her, but she runs to Clayton, lets him know. I don't really blame her in this situation because, listen, if she is playing Clayton, Clayton deserves to know. Like, there's certain things you do go to the lead about, and I think this is one of them. And yeah, I mean, he's obviously a little hurt, pissed, wants to talk to Cassidy about it. And I don't blame him. And how do you think the conversation went with Cassidy and Clayton? Like, what do you think that was a good conversation?
I think it started off really bad for her because obviously she did deflect and really beat around the bush quite a bit and lied pretty much. Then she became open with it. But like, there was something that she said. She was like, she was speaking with someone, but not on a relationship level. I feel like there's a big difference between situationship, side piece, whatever you want to call it, and relationship talk. If it was completely just hookup, I don't see the big deal here. And she was very open and honest about it.
Agreed. I think this, I mean, I understand why Clayton needed to talk to her and why, you know, he was maybe a little upset. But once, yeah, once she was honest, was like, listen, yeah, I slept with a guy over the last few months. It is what it is, but I'm here. I never was in a relationship. I haven't been in a relationship. She said, I think like summer of 2019, like it's been, you know, like I am fully single. Then yeah, there's no issue here. I shouldn't say everybody, 90% of the people on that show and the men on The Bachelorette, listen, they're good looking people, young, usually, you know, successful, if you will. They have side pieces, like not side pieces. I should say side pieces. They have flings. They have situationships.
Everyone has a roster.
Friends with benefits. It happens.
And especially before you're going on the show, right? Like,
yes.
If you have that and you know you're leaving and like you don't know what's going to happen, of course you're probably going to spark something before you take off for, you know, whether it's a week, 2 weeks, or 3 months, right?
Yeah.
You're going to have that parting goodbye with that person. Odds are.
Yeah. Agreed. And like, it's just not a big deal. Like, it got blown way out of proportion, and the show cracks me up in the lens you watch the show through. It's like, he's dating 30 women. You're okay with that. But this girl, you know, had a friends with benefits back home and you're freaking out about that. So in this situation, I think Cassie's fine. I think you're right. Once she like opened up about it, was honest about it, fine. Like, move on. She was honest. And yeah, I think Clayton did move on. I think he was like, okay, like, good to know. I respect you being honest with me. Like, let's move on from it.
I think she was robbed here a little bit.
Here, though.
Yeah. Because I don't think she's really a villain. Like, I think we talked on this last week's show or episode about, especially like her story that came out. She's like, you know, you're ready to give a roast to a girl who was just engaged, but I, you know, I banged somebody.
No, he's right. She's right.
It's 100% spot on. Like,
And at first I was like, okay, we're going to move on. It's going to be all right. It's going to be good. And then all of a sudden it was like, oh, it's not going to be good. It's like, oh, fuck, Clayton's not going to be. And I think this more than anything was a power move by Clayton. I think it was one of those things where the producers are like, listen, you got to show these girls you're in it for the right reasons.
She fell on the sword for everybody.
Yes, she fell. Exactly. She fell on the sword. And I think it's bullshit. And I think it's hard because I don't blame Sierra. And maybe if, you know, some of the other girls have talked about it, I don't blame them because you do have to protect, you know, the lead's heart to a degree. But like, I think he overblew. Like, I think he should have been like, okay, it's fine. Let's move on. Clearly, from what we've heard about Clayton, this man had a couple situationships. He was on a couple rosters. I mean, we've seen some things come out about this guy. So, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. Single people can fuck and do fuck. So who cares? I don't know.
Yep. Yeah. And I was going to ask you about Cassidy. Cause like, obviously like you can't really get a read on her. Like, is she really there? Or is she, a lot of me does say she is playing it up for like, the experience, the attention, the followers, the opportunity, which fine.
Everybody does.
Everyone does. But like, her delivery clearly in the house is very off with the other ladies. But, we'll get into this later, but the one thing that they should have addressed at this point was, I thought, Shanae and the mental health, the ADHD conversation, and that was not even addressed this whole episode. And we'll probably get into that later.
Yeah. Oh, you mean like the show itself?
Yeah,
or the
like
girls?
Both. Just like how the episode left off 2 weeks ago, because it was both this Cassidy incident and the Shanae part.
Yeah,
And
so I see what you're saying. The only reason I'll say the girls, because they don't know what she's saying to the camera. So I can't really blame the girls or even Clayton, you know, to say something to her. Cause they don't like, I had no idea what Kaylin was saying to the camera or Christina was saying to the camera down on that beach. So like, it's like, you don't know, like people are like, why didn't you just talk to him? I'm like, I didn't know she was saying those things. And I feel the same way. Like, I don't think if the girls had known she was saying that many terrible things on in those interviews about ADHD and mental health and Elizabeth in general, mm-hmm. you're right. I think they would have, or they should have said something.
But she,
I think
she openly said it to the group though and mocked.
But she didn't mock it to them. She just said, well, she says she has ADHD. She didn't mock the group. And then people were like, well, you shouldn't be telling people. And I get, they did kind of like, you shouldn't tell people about others, you know, mental health.
Cause even Cassidy like stepped back and said, hey girl, you're on your own.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. But I think most of the mocking was done to the camera during those interviews. But, and then as far as the show, I don't know what the show could have done. I mean, I don't, unless they would have been like, girls, you need to maybe go and talk to her about it. Like, you know, I don't know. Interesting.
I think we'll get into that later. Yeah, yeah, that was kind of brought up later on at the night portion of one of the dates.
Yeah.
So then we finally get a rose ceremony.
Yes, get a rose ceremony. No real shockers here, I don't think.
No,
I
mean, not really.
Yeah. I mean, Shanae gets, you know, one of the last roses. Not shocked. I was pretty sure she was going to stick around. Thank God, because this episode would have been a little boring. She goes, we'll get into Shanae a lot, but I feel like she like walks that fine line between being a funny villain and a fucking jerk, like an ass. Yeah. You know, like
she's the mean girl.
Oof,
it's almost
man.
Like she's filling in for Cassidy's role now.
Yeah, but like even how like taking it overboard
Cassidy
too.
Was and like how she was like, you gotta stir the pot and like get recognized. But like that's just not the positive way to do it. I feel like
she goes overboard a lot. And even there was a sometimes I was like, I did it like cringy, like, ooh, girl. Same. Ooh, girl. Yeah. But yeah, okay. So let's get in. So we, you know, a few people go home. I honestly do you have that written down?
Home? Three went
I
home.
I'm not sure exactly
Kate,
who went home.
I think the only one I think Kate went home.
I will just say the girls were really upset with who went home. Fuck. The girls are like crying.
I'm sure
we'll
talk about that too. Cause like Shanae's just like, can't stand how everyone's supportive of each other.
Yeah.
That was like a big thing this whole episode. Yeah, she was.
Kind of cracks me up actually. Yeah. But the girls, some of the girls were really upset. I don't remember who went home, but they were upset. They were like tears.
The only one
everything.
I remember is I think Kate, cause she was the Selling Sunset one, right?
Oh, was she?
From that show. Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so we finally got the rose ceremony. We move into the next week, which is, you know, Jesse announces there's going to be 3 dates, 2 group dates, 1 one-on-one. The first group date, pretty, I mean, I enjoyed this.
Well,
date.
We've seen this date before.
Yeah, we've seen them all before.
Because this was, I can't remember, because Nick Viall did this.
Oh, this yeah, date. That's right.
I can't remember, was it like Matt James or Tayshia or Claire season, one of the two?
Tayshia. Maybe I don't know. You're right though. That's right. It was like that dark room with the mm-hmm. circle chairs. You're
circle
going
on a stage,
to therapy.
Yeah.
AA. Super. They make it seem so like, okay, what I want to know, because when Caitlin's sitting in there, right? Caitlin Bristow's sitting in there and the other girls come walking in and Clayton, I don't know if this is editing or not, but none of them were like excited. You know what I mean? I don't know if they were told to be super serious as they walked mm-hmm. in, but it was like very, I don't know, very melancholy as they're walking in. And that could have been the third, fourth take. I don't know. Because I feel like some of those girls probably definitely know who Caitlin is. And would
yeah,
have been
like
very
there was
excited.
No expressions. Like,
no, yeah.
Oh my God, there's KB.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I definitely think that was like third, fourth take probably. Because I think some, especially those girls, like I feel like a lot of those girls know exactly who Caitlin is and would have got very excited. Very intense date. Good. I think it's good. It's always good to go vulnerable. I get vulnerable. I do. I think. You know, there's a lot of like you can get very close with somebody with, you know, through, I don't want to say it, but like trauma bonding in a way. I think that's not as, you know, there's trauma bonding in the show. That's just what it is. There was two conversations that stuck out to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, Clayton's was good too.
Like, Clayton's is great because I don't hear very many men actually mm-hmm. yeah, address mm-hmm. their, you know, the body image.
Yeah,
that we struggle with too, like, right? Like,
I
not, we're all not specimens like you, Blake.
No, I struggle. Oh, don't give me that bullshit. I struggle really bad, man. Like, really bad. I mean, I'm glad Clayton talked about it. I think men need to talk about it more often. And people are like, we need women of, you know, different sizes. You know, it's like, well, I dare you to put a fucking man on there. You know, who doesn't have a six pack or has a beer belly and then see how women react. You know, it's
let me go on there.
Yeah, well, and people are just, you know, in a sense, it's like, it's annoying because, like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's, people don't think men have that same, like, reaction, you know, as far as body image, but we do. We fucking mm-hmm. do. We all do.
I mean, you see it every day in the gym.
That's why we're all in the gym, you know? Yeah. Like, we're all vain as fuck, you know? Most of us, I didn't say all, but yeah, so, but who stuck out to you? Who stuck out to you as far as the women?
Melina conversation. I like her so much.
I like her too.
Her addressing that and bringing that out, and then how open and responsive Clayton was to it as well. Like, I mean, we all have things to learn from uncomfortable situations and conversations, mm-hmm. and we all mm-hmm. need to have them for mm-hmm. sure. Cause we're, mm-hmm. everyone's still learning and growing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I thought that was the most powerful one of the evening.
And I agree with you. And I think the reason, like, it was so obvious was, like, other women were, like, crying. Mm-hmm. And that's when, you know, it was like it touched a lot of women could relate to her to a sense, and then felt like so much empathy and sympathy for her that they were even crying, you know? So, and I think that's, you know, and I'm sure there's gonna be some assholes out there, but, you know, she talked about how skinny she was too at times. And like, that's something that people, you know, are like, oh, whatever. But like, she talked about, was that,
that was Serena.
Sorry, Serena. My bad. Yeah. I thought that was a good conversation too. Yeah. Serena, cause she is very tiny, petite. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was really brave of her. Cause like a lot of people think, you know, skinny people are, you know, don't have any body issues, but I've seen just as many assholes in the comment section telling girls to eat a cheeseburger and shit, you know, as like other times. So as in other comment sections,
that was, was it Hunter's conversation where the boyfriend, where like her boyfriend, her ex was like asking her to like change her hair color, nail, get in the gym.
Intense. Yeah. Jesus.
Like that's the conversation that made Serene break down.
Yeah. 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 But then, and then Serene talked about about her body image and stuff and getting called anorexic, like, and trying to overeat. Yeah. I mean, it was
so
a good
shitty
round
for
table.
A man to do that. Like,
yeah.
But there are shitheads out there that like,
yeah.
want that perfect women or an image, and it's just so selfish, and honestly it's just not attainable and all realistic.
No. Yeah, or healthy, like, you know.
No.
Yeah, like, yeah, no, agree. But there were some really good conversations, like mm-hmm. said, I like Clayton's conversation a lot. So very intense date, right? Very intense day portion of this date. We go into the night portion of this date, and it was awesome to see a cocktail party not really get interrupted with drama, right?
Yeah,
like, there's no drama.
These are like the women of the bunch, I feel like.
Yes.
These
yes.
are the front runners in this date, I feel like, almost, other than mm-hmm. Gabby.
Gabby, yeah. Would agree with you. Like, this was just like a grown-up date. Mm-hmm. There's no drama, no arguing, just real good conversations. I feel like everybody got to know each other really well. I really liked. I do want to talk about Rachel's conversation with Clayton. All in all, I thought good conversation. I think they have a great connection. But I think she, just from what I know, being in this experience, you know, going through this experience before, she's going to struggle, man. She's going to struggle at the end because she's already talking about she needs more from him.
Validation.
Yes, she needs mm-hmm. the validation, and she needs more from him. And it only gets harder. And especially if you have real feelings for Lee, and I think she does, it's only going to get harder for her. So I'm really interested to see where their connection goes, because she's clearly somebody who needs the validation a lot, which is fine, totally fine. But in this environment, it's not ideal. Not ideal to need that validation. Susie, obviously another front runner.
They just got it, man.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. I like her a lot.
Yeah. In the Serene conversation in the night portion was great too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they have, I think, an undeniable connection right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Eliza? She got the group date rose.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's, oh my God, stunning. Gorgeous. Stunning. Holy crap.
Stunning. I thought that was awesome when they were like standing in front of the mirror or whatever. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, she's stunning. I mean, there's a lot of beautiful women this season. A lot of beautiful mm-hmm. women this season.
And I feel like that, I mean, obviously there's every season.
Yeah, yeah.
I say this, but there's a good handful of women that are, I think, that are there like truly for the right reasons.
Yeah, there's usually a handful. Yeah. It's always good to see, for sure.
And,
I agree.
And they're starting to stand out, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
A little bit. You're starting to see that.
Yeah. Yeah, and I was going back to Susie a little bit. Susie's probably the first person in a long time I've seen. She's just so comfortable in front of this camera. It never seems like she's super nervous. It never seems like she's intimidated by like the moment or Clayton. It just seems like she's in her zone. You know, it just mm-hmm. seems like she's just enjoying what's happening, living in the present, not worrying about anything else. She just seems, I don't know. She's like, she was born to be on Bachelor. Like, it's kind of crazy to watch, like, honestly. And if she isn't picked, man, I'm going to say, and I think she's the Bachelorette, man. I think she's the Bachelorette. If Clayton doesn't pick her, I think she's the Bachelorette. I think she's exactly what they're looking for. And I think her, I don't know, her like charisma on camera is very, very good. So we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, she is unbelievably comfortable in her own skin.
Incredibly comfortable, man. And it like she glows with that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She just glows on camera. So it's impressive to watch. But yeah, so Elite, how do we say her name?
I think it's Eliza.
Eliza gets the group day rose.
I'm probably butchering that, but yeah.
Yeah, we might be messing that up.
But it's I-L-I-Z-A. Eliza?
Eliza, that's how, yeah, yeah. Eliza. She gets group day rose. And honestly, like I said, great date. Like just a good date, a lot of vulnerability, a lot of honest discussions, conversations. So we move on to the one-on-one. I'm shocked. I like this Sarah girl, man.
Same.
She's awesome, but I didn't think that she was getting this one-on-one. I didn't. I guess I haven't seen a lot of her in Clayton. I thought it was going to be Rachel.
See, I feel like we have seen a bit of her. Like
of
she's,
her,
she,
but
she's. I mean, she won the last group date rose.
Group date rose. Yeah, she get the group date rose.
I believe
she
right?
seems like such a sweet girl. Such a sweet.
She is personally one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Gorgeous,
man. And I'm glad she talked about like her. Like ethnicity, I guess if you will, like she mm-hmm. was, well, I can't remember at all, but she was like a few things. And I was like, yeah, like she's just like a melting pot of a bunch of different cultures. And yeah, she's a beautiful woman. She's also, I think, a very good speaker. Like, I think she seems a little bit more of a, I don't know if nervous is the right word, but she reminds me actually of Clayton a little bit, where a little bit more.
Well, she's super genuine.
Yeah. She's very genuine.
Humble, and honest.
Mm-hmm, humble is a good word. What's endearing? She's like mm-hmm. endearing just as much as Clayton.
And
like in that sense.
Charming, whatever you want to
say. Yes, very charming.
Say, yeah.
Great smile. Like I think, yeah, no, she seems, yeah, I mean, she seems awesome. Like
She speaks from her heart too.
Like, yeah, and I never say this about contestants, but like, because I don't think anybody's too good to be there, but I get the feeling like she's just too good to be there. She's like very genuine and nice. Like she's the first one where I'm like, don't hurt her. Like that's this first girl of the season where I'm like, please don't hurt her. Yeah, like protect her at all costs. She just seems like such a sweetheart. So I really hope, you know, we could see more of her. But the date itself was fun. I mean, it was fun,
well,
right?
So Becca, too. If Becca did have some input on this, this is very much Becca.
Yeah, Becca like. Definitely didn't have input. But yeah, I agree with you. No, this is definitely not Becca's date.
No, I know. But
yeah, yeah.
It's very on brand for her. She's a little wild.
But I love how they were like, yeah, we're going to get down to our skibbies. I'm like, those weren't even small swimsuits. Like those were like, you were actually covered up pretty damn well with those.
You're
like,
in athletic apparel.
Yeah, like that wasn't even...
I mean, Clayton was in like some boxers, but...
Yeah, but they were even long boxers. Like, it was kind of funny. They weren't even that bad. Like, that's what you would run around
the park.
Had him
in a singlet.
Yeah, that would have been even funnier. Yeah, a singlet would have been his ass hanging out. That would have been great. No, but that's honestly what most people run the park like anyway. Like, what she was wearing, girls wear that's workout in all the time. Every gym you're in, that's what girls wear. So
or
that
they
was
even
funny
go to clubs
see.
Like that nowadays anyway, so...
Yeah, so that was kind of funny to see. It's like they're not even that exposed. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
But she was like the perfect person to have on this date too. Like she was dropping bars, like his singing was terrible.
Let's
but
talk
like...
about the singing, man. I want to know, do they have time to prepare this? Because she fucking crushed
How many singing dates were you on?
Way too many singing dates, man. And they're honestly incredibly stressful.
You got to write like
high
lyrics,
anxiety,
right?
For and I got like a good hour to sit down and write lyrics, and we had a beat already created. So we knew what to do a beat to. So I want to know, like, was she able to like, I don't know, like,
It seemed off the cuff.
She fucking crushed it, man. Just fucking crushed it. Because even there was like moments where I was, even my head was bobbing a little bit. I was like, okay, Sarah. Okay.
And Clayton completely failed with the Barry White.
Whatever. I couldn't even understand him. Yeah. Couldn't even understand him.
Ladies. I'm gonna slow it down.
No, this is where Eddie needs to come chime in.
I'm gonna slow it down. I couldn't understand the thing he was saying. I'm sure maybe it was good, but I didn't know what he was saying.
And he's so good. He's actually good at spitting bars. Yeah. He can rap a bit and freestyle.
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't do that, but she did really well. I love seeing how people react when they're out of the comfort zone. This definitely got her out of her comfort zone and Clayton out of his comfort zone. And they're cute together. They seem really, it's just so funny too, because she's a tiny girl. And Clayton is a giant human being. Like I was in Scottsdale a couple weeks ago and I took a picture with a guy who apparently has like a Bachelor fan page. And then a week later, he took a picture with Clayton. I look fucking like, I'm like maybe 2 inches higher than this guy on the picture. Clayton is like 6 inches taller than this guy. I'm like, how big is this man?
It's crazy. It is funny seeing him next to these women.
Dude, he is huge. Just like broad too, his shoulders. It's just, he's fucking huge, man. Yeah, so seeing him hug these girls and everything is pretty funny.
He looks like a Game of Thrones character.
He looks like the mountain.
Like the mountain, yeah.
Dude, that's exactly what it is. So, he's a giant human.
Dun, 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 dun. Meanwhile, back at the house, Shrimp Gate's going on.
Shrimp Gate. I said that while I was watching. I was like, oh, fuck, here we go, Shrimp Gate. Well, I don't, dude, they're just
this self-made up beef that Shanae has with Elizabeth is, it's starting to wear, like, why?
Yeah,
what did
know.
Elizabeth do? What have we not seen that she did to this?
Literally, the only thing I know that she did was not look at her one time when Shanae was talking. Like, I don't get it either. Like, I don't know why she hates her so much. And I think it's weighing not only on the viewers, but the freaking girls. Like, the girls are starting to get frustrated with Shanae, obviously.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We'll probably get into that.
I love how they did go back to the house and there was like Shrimp Gate.
It was like, who ate all the shrimp? Shrimp counter on the top.
Yeah, that
right?
was funny. What, dude, she have eight, yeah. But then she made shrimp and give it to girls. But it was funny when she was like, anybody want shrimp? And nobody turned around. That was pretty brutal, actually. Oh, man.
This girl is burying her own grave.
Yeah, man. It's hard to watch. So we go to the night portion of the date with Sarah.
Have you been to this Van Gogh exhibit by chance?
No, and I want to. So it's here in Denver now, right?
Yeah, it's been here for a while.
Yeah. I want to go really bad. No, that's definitely on the list. Might have to make my way down there because it looks amazing. But I don't know. Another good conversation. Sarah's cute. You know, she cried. Like, you know, talked about some, you know, everybody kind of gets really vulnerable and honest and in these one-on-ones, which is good. I know it might seem like a lot at times, and it is, you know, when you just meet somebody and talk about things, but it's how it goes. But all in all, good date. She gets a group date. I mean, is there anything else you got to say? She gets the one-on-one rose.
No.
Yeah. All in all, good. Great date. Move on to the next group date. So this group date cracks me up, guys. So I love, we go down, like the hint was like the beach or whatever. And it's like, oh, cool, we're all going to the beach. Nicole pulls up, right, from Baywatch.
Nicole Eggert, yeah.
None of these girls had any idea who that was. That was the fakest. Like, that must have been the third take of them. You guys got to be more excited than this. Because no way any of those girls knew exactly that. I didn't. I watched Baywatch. Those girls are younger. I watched Baywatch, and I didn't even recognize
them. Because I would say there were three original Baywatch babes, or four. There was Pam Anderson, Gina Lee Nolan, Yasmin Bleeth.
Bleeth, yep.
And then Nicole Eggert.
Nicole
Eggert was on Charles in Charge way back in the day.
Oh, way back.
Were all...
Dude, yeah. But I'll agree. I didn't know who she was. No fucking way these girls knew who she was. No. But I just love the reaction, right? Yeah. Oh my God, it's Nicole.
I love Baywatch.
Oh my God. Oh, it was just so funny to see. But she is a legend.
I don't even know if they were born when Baywatch is on.
No, they were. Half of them were. Honestly, no. Listen. Cool date. Nicole's a legend. And she did a great job. Like, it was a very fun day portion of this date. You do Baywatch type activities, you know, and like lifeguard stuff. The whole time though, there's like this underlying, you know, Shanae drama, like the whole time she has it out for everybody, but especially Elizabeth, I feel like.
She's just not happy at all.
No, she's just
they're cheering each other. She's just back there scoffing.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly.
Man.
She's just like, and she hates how like, and that, let's get back into that. Let's talk about that. How like, she just hates that everybody is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, so supportive.
Supportive just, and yeah. friendly.
Yeah. And like, she just wants everybody to hate each other.
Like, do you remember we the first rose ceremony that first night? And they were like, cheers to empowering women. And we're like, this is a very different group.
Yeah, yeah. But also, I mean, I will agree, like, we're three episodes in, but they have been supportive other than Shanae and maybe even Cassidy. Yeah, Cassidy. Yeah. Agree. They all seem very friendly. It seems like a very friendly group. But I get to a degree what Shanae is saying. Like, I think, because it is annoying at times, and it will change. It fucking will change. Oh, yeah,
the claws are going to come out.
Yes, the claws will come out. You get in the top, like, those, like, last eight, nine. And you get upset when people get one-on-one dates. And you're like, "That I wish that was me." Like, it will get to that point, but right now it's not. But it's just funny because she's kind of being wildly honest with this. It's like, nobody's excited that you're dating their boyfriend. You know what I mean? So it's like, I see what she's coming with where it's like annoying that these girls are like, "Oh, have fun with Clayton today." You know, and it's like, you're here to like, you know, spend time with Clayton. So I get it to a degree. She just takes everything so overboard. And she also thinks that her and Clayton are like in love and have the best moments together. And she deserves every group date rose and every one-on-one rose. And it's just, it's annoying, man. It's annoying. And every time she leaves Clayton, right, she's like, it was the best conversation we've ever had. Mm-hmm. Today, I win this rose, or I should get the one-on-one time, you know, during the group date, whatever. She doesn't. And Gabby does. Gabby gets the little one-on-one group date time. I like Gabby's goofy side is coming out, which, you know, it's great. Like, I knew she had that side. And like, I think as an audience, we even saw it kind of earlier, like with the face on the pillow and all.
I almost
that.
Feel like, and it was brought up tonight. Like, that's really all we have seen of Gabby.
Yeah.
Is the so goofy. I'm thinking,
but clearly Clayton hasn't, because he said today was like the first time I've seen your goofy side. So I'm glad that, you know, Clayton's seeing that side. We as the audience and the girls clearly have. So yeah, listen, like I said, I think Gabby's awesome. And I think she's going to be that person for Clayton who he's just comfortable with. And he's just like, looks for her almost as comfort. You know what I mean? Just to make him laugh and forget the drama and the anxiety and the stress. So, I'm not shocked. She wins group date part, one-on-one part. We go into the night portion of the date. And suddenly I would be wildly annoyed if I was these girls over Shanae. Like, I would be so fucking annoyed because.
Well, you see it coming out. You see it coming out strongly with, well, obviously Elizabeth, but was it Lindsay W?
Yeah.
I think her name is.
Mm-hmm.
You could see it's really wearing on her.
People are just like, people are just frustrated. They're just like, what the fuck? Like, I've barely talked to Clayton. And when I do talk to Clayton, I'm having to defend myself against bullshit that Shanae said.
I almost feel bad for Elizabeth at this point. Cause it's like, and she even went at Clayton a little bit today. She's like, I don't feel like I can talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
She made that comment.
Right. She's right.
And she's 100% right. Cause she's done, from what we've seen, she hasn't done anything to really deserve this. Like,
no,
like this is her, Shanae sabotaging one woman.
Yeah. Yeah. One woman. And by doing that, she's sabotaging all the women because everybody's just frustrated because it puts Clayton in a bad mood. And I feel for Clayton too, because this man, every time a girl goes to talk to him, she's crying. It seemed like this whole group date, every girl that talked to him was crying and they were having to defend them or not having to defend them. Well, yes, but more than anything, they were just trying to like, he's other seeing so many. Well, but he's seeing so many different sides of this one story. And it's got to be so frustrating and annoying to him because he's like, he doesn't know who to trust. He just met these girls. He doesn't know
what's crazy too is like Elizabeth isn't even bringing this to his attention. Like she's letting everything kind of like, she's handling it pretty maturely, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Like she's just like, I was going to keep him, stay in my lane, do what I'm doing, and then just keep this moving.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's handling it pretty well, except the only thing I think she's handling terribly, well, not terribly, but I think she could handle differently is she needs to be meaner to Shanae. Like, I think she's actually been so nice, like nice in the sense of like she's letting Shanae get away with a lot. But I get it. Like, if she says, if she gets any meaner, maybe Shanae runs again to fucking Clayton and says, I'm being bullied. And I love the facial expressions of all the women when Elizabeth is like, am I bullying Shanae? Like, do I seem like, you know, and other girls are like just jaw dropping. Like, what? No, what? It's just funny to see that, you know, when and I think Clayton's watching this back and being like, oh, fuck.
Yeah. When
you know
Elizabeth's what I mean? Around, everyone's bullying her when she's not around. All the girls are talking to her and like, their faces just were like, what?
And me as a viewer is the same. What?
and I do think like going back to the ADHD thing, because that really has not been addressed at all. I'm really surprised none of the other girls spoke out about this tonight, maybe, or brought it to Clayton's attention, or Elizabeth hasn't even like mentioned it to Clayton. Cause like Shanae has no problem saying that Elizabeth's destroying her mental, but it seems like, what about Shanae destroying Elizabeth's mental?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I get it. And I wish I could go back. Well, I could, I guess, but I'm not going to, but if I go back to watch episode 2, like, did she say a lot in front of the girls? You know, I think most of it was ITMs, like I said, and stuff. So I don't think people know how overboard she went with the ADHD stuff.
She did. She did say a bit. And
yeah, that one time in the group when she was like, you know, apparently Elizabeth has ADHD and that's what she's using as an excuse or something.
And then
like
I think she said, oh, maybe you don't remember because you have ADHD.
But I think that was to Elizabeth.
I think she had said that in the group setting too.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know, because I'm not going to say this often. At the show, it's like the show can't fucking win, right? It's like last episode was like they showed too much ADHD stuff and mental health. They should have showed any of it. And now this episode, you should have addressed it. You should have talked about it more. So it's like they just can't seem to win. I think, and I know this might be controversial because people are going to be like, why even put that in there? That shouldn't have even been in the show. There are certain things that shouldn't be in the show. I think the escort thing, remember that one season, the escort thing? That should never have been in the show. Yeah. It didn't even have anything to do with the plot. But this, I don't think you could have cut this out because this shows Shanae for who she is. And I think the Shanae and Elizabeth rivalry that's going on right now would make zero sense if it wasn't for that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't think they could have cut this out. They would have had to keep this in. Now maybe they could have cut out, you know, parts of it and gotten so over the top. But Shanae's just coming off so, I just don't like her. Like
it's
she's just coming off
heartless.
Yes.
Super heartless. And like, I don't know if you caught it at the end of the episode, she took another jab at the ADHD.
Oh yeah, she did. Yeah. Her ADHD. And it's by the way, her ADHD, whatever.
Yeah, when's enough of this? Like,
no, agreed. It's too far.
It's got to stop at some point.
And how about, this is what got me too, because at first I was like, oh, you know, we talked about this. There's like reality TV villains. There's real life villains. She had a moment where she got finished talking to Clayton, right? And she was like, oh, I fucking crushed. I even cried. I never cry. It was like, it's literally a game. It is literally a game to her. And to a degree, we get it. It is a game. But I've never seen somebody like openly fake it, fully fake it, where she's like, I even cried. Like, I don't usually cry. That's so funny. Ha! I was like, what? Dude, it was so cringe to watch, man. So hard to watch.
This, yeah.
Like, clearly that was a fake cry. Clearly she just doesn't, and she doesn't want to leave. She even said, like, this is a competition. I want to win. Those are things you don't fucking say on the show.
And she's very much open. Like, it's not even she wants to win Clayton. She just wants to get Elizabeth out, I think, at this point.
Yeah,
it's like her real competition.
Yeah. It's hard to watch. It's cringy, man. It's hard to watch. And I don't think anything can be as bad as far as like her social media, the hate, all of that as last week. But this week's going to be just as bad, man. It's going to be just as bad.
Yeah, she didn't do herself any favors tonight.
No. Mm-mm. But I don't think it can get any worse than the ADHD, you know, that we, the ADHD situation we had last week. But.
And it seems like she kind of went at all the girls tonight, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's going to blow. So that's what's crazy. This episode finished in the middle of a cocktail group date. Mm-hmm. That is rare. So I still feel like something might happen in this group or this cocktail party because we didn't even see who got the rose. Like it was just ended like abruptly, it felt like. So there must be enough to where they think they can spend another 30 minutes roughly the next episode on this group date. So
that's
we'll
pretty
see.
Much what, that's where this episode picked up. The first 30 minutes was the last rose,
of a rose
cocktail party.
But a rose, that was a rose ceremony cocktail. That happens a lot. This
oh,
was
that's
a group
right.
date.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah, jeez. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. This is a group date.
That's
so
right.
So it's like, geez, like this, something must happen in this group date to, you know, where we pick up next week because that's crazy.
Do you think they, what was it, Bennett and Noah before a cocktail or before the cocktail party of the roast ceremony? Do you think they'll have a little one on one between Shanae and Elizabeth
right.
next week?
Hey, they should. Honestly, they fucking should.
That?
You're right. Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah, they should. Because Clayton needs to get to the bottom of this because he's seeing so many different sides. You have one saying the bullying, the other saying the bullying. Like it's got to end. Yeah. If it goes on another full episode, that's so annoying. So I hope you're right. I hope they pull them apart or pull them separately, figure it out. So.
And Gabby gets the group date rose. Talk about the star of the episode. No,
yeah,
Gabby did get the group
Gabby
date
did
rose,
get
actually.
It. You're right. Gabby did get it. Yeah, Gabby did get it, which I'm not shocked, I guess.
Yeah, and did you see even Shanae was
she
like,
crushes.
Yay, Gabby.
Yeah, right. She just hates everybody, man. She just hates everybody. So, right now we have Gabby, Sarah, and Eliza going on in the next week for sure. So we'll see. I hope you're right. I hope Shanae this gets figured. Honestly, I hope Shanae goes.
Aaron Rose gets pulled. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck, that's true. We did get a Rose
pulled. It happened tonight.
That's true. We did get a Rose pulled. Yeah, we'll see. We will catch you guys next week. Appreciate it. Be sure to subscribe, like, comment, all that fun stuff. And we'll see you next week.
Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all five of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.